That's in excess there and disappear as we head to the bottom of the hour. That means time now for School Talk, our Wednesday show. And I have 2.5 guests with me this morning. we welcome back Activities Director with School District Number 2, Tony Beardsley. Tony, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back. Good to see you again, sir.
You too.
Also with us because of a brand new program. The newest coach, I think I can say that safely, in the school district too for the girls softball, Blair Iamone. Blair, good morning.
Good morning.
And also with us this morning is a darling little guy, Joe Iamone, which is he 4 weeks?
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
just a minute ago, he was 3 weeks. I mean, yep. he's yeah, he's twice as old as when I remember. But
he's probably the smartest person here.
Yes, I would say so.
Well, he's got me beat. I'll let you guys decide for yourself. However, I do know he likes me, and I'm really happy about that because he'll get older and he'll decide that's not so cool anymore. They all have. But, right now, I feel pretty good.
Yes, Tony, you're one of his favorite people.
Brand new program. Is it exciting to kick off a new program? You get to, that doesn't happen every year.
It's so exciting. I've been to practice a few times, went to all the games the other day that we hosted, and it's just, I tell Blair all the time how excited I am, and it's just fun to see the kids involved. And
how difficult a decision was it? Because the word went out around the state, you know, who if we offer this, who's going to sign on?
For us, it wasn't difficult at all because I'm a former fast pitch high school head coach, and up in Montana where the weather's even worse. So, and also we knew we had some good quality people that could do it, and we had total support from the school board, I think, going in. And so for us, it was an easy decision. And the right decision. We needed to offer more opportunities for our female athletes. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Blair, welcome to the show this morning. And as the coach, the first coach for the girls softball team. And wow. First of all, why'd you do it?
Well, I grew up playing softball ever since I was a little kid, and softball in Colorado is huge. And I have a passion for the sport, and I wanted to bring that passion and love to the girls of Green River. So I knew I was pregnant when I applied for the job, too. but that's when you love something, you just want to pass that passion and that drive onto the other girls. And softball's given me a lot of opportunities. I met my husband in college where I played softball. We have two amazing little kids. And so softball's done a lot for me, and hopefully it can do a lot for these girls.
All right. Well, it's got to be exciting to start a new program.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, everything is new.
Yes. We absolutely got spoiled, for sure. All the girls got bags with their numbers on them, two bags, new uniforms. It's pretty exciting. They got nicer stuff than I did when I was in college. And we were a startup program, too.
CBS News Brief. Pfizer says it.
We didn't hold back, Mr. Harris.
You went right after it, huh?
We had to have the best of the best for this softball program. But, you know, we treat all of our programs that way. If we're going to have a program, they're going to get the things they need to be safe. They're going to get the things they need to make sure that they have everything that they need to have a successful program. So they did get, you know, we did treat them well, but we treat all our programs well, and it's just so exciting. And we have such a great coaching staff, too. I'm so impressed with our coaching staff.
How many coaches?
We have 5 coaches, but 3 of us have all played college ball. We've got Danielle Kendall, and she played at San Diego State, and then Mark Hyde, he played at
Eastern Utah.
Yep, in baseball. So, and Danielle was a catcher like I was in college, so our catchers are going to be solid here in a couple of years. They're solid now, but they just got a lot to learn. We're teaching them a lot of new things that they've never really learned before. So
I don't know that coach, but you tell me somebody played softball at San Diego State. I mean, in California, they play a lot of baseball and softball. That's got to be pretty good.
Yes.
Get this, Al. Not only did she play for San Diego State, let alone Blair's credentials where she played and what she's done, but Danielle was a Mountain West Player of the Year. She hit 20-plus home runs her senior year in high school.
You fall into this?
Yeah. Her high school team was the national champions in Southern California. They were 30-0. She comes from...
Why is she here?
She's Mrs. Softball along with Blair. It's just wonderful.
She followed her husband like I did.
I'm going to say.
Her husband works, and then she is a... I don't know if you can still hear me, but...
Yeah, she might not be able to there. Something may have happened, but we hear you fine.
She's a special education teacher in our school district. So she followed her husband up here, who I think, where does he work? Do you know?
Ooh, like, I don't know that one.
For the mine or something like that. But she's a special education teacher in the district.
Coach, what a break.
Oh, yeah. It was such a blessing. When Tony told me, it was like, I hired your assistants. And I'm like, okay.
I just went ahead and hired everybody.
you figured it was pretty safe?
Yeah.
It definitely was. And then we have Trin, De La O, and Alyssa Davis to finish out the coaching staff. So,
all right.
Yep.
Three games behind you. I'm going to say coach is not the way you would like to have started, but a new program takes time.
Yes, it does. And like I said, we are teaching a lot of new things. A lot of these things that we're coaching, these kids have never, ever heard before. You know, I'm a fundamental softball coach. You know, we stick to fundamentals, and that's what's going to win us games. And, you know, simple things like turning the right way in relays, positions, when the ball's hit, where they need to go. So they're learning this stuff for the first time. And we as coaches have to take a step back a little bit and realize that they're not going to pick everything up in the 2 weeks that we've had with them. So, but they are learning and they are improving. I saw a huge improvement from our games this weekend to our game yesterday in Rock Springs. So we still got a long way to go, but we're definitely on the uptick.
If we can get them playing like these super coaches played in college, we'll be in a good shape.
So I have to wonder.
excuse me.
It would seem to me a lot of what you have to work with, Blair, it has to do with how much these girls have played softball before.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we have a lot of softball playing going on in the younger ages.
We don't have a huge amount of it, but we do have, I think what it is we've got a group of girls that have played. And one of our assistant coaches, Trin, has been one of their coaches for quite some time. They've played at the rec league level, and so they've got some basic, you know, playing experience. But we haven't really had the huge, hey, let's travel down to Denver and let's go to Las Vegas and all these things like some of the teams we're playing against. So, and we're working with two freshman pitchers, and pitching's everything in softball.
Oh, it is. And you know, I'm just thinking about it. I mean, we have kids in school district, too. They start playing soccer and they start wrestling at 4 and 5 years old. And by the time they reach high school, they've been traveling. They've been all over the place. And they have a lot of competition under their belt. And I think that shows as those teams. Do you have that? Yeah.
No, not necessarily yet, but we are going to start this summer. We're going to do a little kids camp. It's something that in where I grew up, our hometown, we always did. So the kids start at a very young age, and they learn the fundamentals of softball. Two hands, two eyes, looking the ball into your glove, see ball, hit ball, learning the proper mechanics of hitting. So we'll start that at a very early age going forward.
You notice she's always coaching. This is the thing I love about Blair. It's a see ball, hit ball. I'm picking up all these things. If I'd have known him as a coach, I might have won more games.
Now I'm going to surprise you. I coached softball.
You did?
I believed it.
Nice.
Well, and you'll know it's a long time ago because my daughter was 15. But I
it's a fun game.
I wasn't any good.
Me either.
But we played softball, and you're right. You know, pitching is a big part of it. And boy, I had a couple of pretty good pitchers.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so excited because Blair and the coaching staff, they know what it takes to to be a successful softball player and to be part of successful teams. And so as they work on this program and they build it, I mean, we played pretty good. I wasn't there, but Blair told me that we're making improvements. We played pretty good against Rock Springs yesterday with, like I said, a starting freshman pitcher and probably not as much past playing experience as them. But when I watch the coaches, we've got intense coaches. They're always coaching every kid. I watched JV game last weekend. It's the fifth inning, and Blair's out there grouping them up, and Daniel Kendall's teaching them what to do. And we ended up winning that JV mm-hmm. game against Natrona. So you've got a
JV team, too?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
How many girls do you have out?
Well, we had 22 come out, and we have had to deal with some injuries and whatnot. We have two pitchers, and they're both freshmen. They both have a huge amount of potential. And what's great about these two pitchers is they're very different in their style of pitching. So that helps. If we can just get them to throw strikes, we'll be doing pretty good.
Yeah, they were nervous the first game, and so that first game we got hit pretty good. But I guess Kelly Walsh, though, is a tremendous team. But then the second game, they got in a groove a little bit. And the biggest thing for us, because our coaches are teaching the fundamentals, is if our pitchers continue to progress and at least get that ball over the plate where they need it, you know, I think we're going to find ourselves a few wins here at some point. So it's awesome.
I got to tell you, Blair, and I'll never forget this from my coaching. I'd coached some stuff with my boys, but I'd never coached a girls' team.
Mm-hmm.
13, 14, 15-year-olds. It was different.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in this pretty tight game, and I need my backup pitcher to go in. My starter's getting tired and starting to get a little bit. I need a change. She tells me she can't go in. Can't. I go, why? My hair's a mess.
Oh, dear.
I went, what? And I'm going, I learned a lot. We got through that.
Mm-hmm.
You do. You know, coaching female athletes is different than coaching male athletes, especially in terms of you know, the different ways that you get through to them. And, you know, sometimes, you know, that's the one good thing about our coaching staff is we've got people like Blair that really understand that aspect. Blair's very tough.
Oh, you mean you were had a day you wouldn't go out because of your hair?
No, definitely not.
She's
I'd
the
have
opposite
to be dying.
Of that. So what I was saying is, but along with that, Blair is she has high expectations for herself and for people. And she knows that the kids can do things way above what they ever thought they could do. And so she really pushes them. She has high expectations, high demands. She's a very tough coach from that regard, but she's also very caring when she needs to be. And the girls are going to learn that about her, and it's going to take time for our parents to understand that.
Well, it's a level of coaching I would guess these girls have never experienced before. Mm-hmm. And that, how have they reacted? I mean, I can see a whole landscape of reactions to this.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? They're responding pretty well. So, and I don't ask anything of these girls that I wouldn't do myself or that I haven't already done. All this stuff, I coach the way I was coached from my high school days to my college days.
But I would guess none of them have ever experienced that.
No, I don't think so. I'm a very high intense coach, and they're learning. They're starting to pick up what I expect, and even though our games haven't gone the way we wanted to, the expectations our expectations are still high as far as what we want at practice. You know, hustling everywhere, no walking, no jogging. Those things are important. Staying engaged in the game. You know, not having these side conversations.
I remember those too.
And they're girls, like they're women, like we said, so they like those side conversations. But it's just pulling them back. Hey, we got a game to play, and we have to remember too that this is just high school. They are just kids, and we are here to have fun.
But you have to get their head in the game,
right? Yep, absolutely.
Oh, we are.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, us coaches now, we're at practice. Danielle and Mark and I, we are all out there. We are doing the things that the kids are doing. We're showing them how we want it done because I don't think they've ever seen how it's supposed to be done.
So how often do you get on the field? I mean, the weather hasn't been great.
Actually, we've only had one practice inside because if the field is in good shape, we're outside no matter how cold it is.
Well, I forgot to tell you, we've got this great cooperative effort with the city rec. Mm-hmm. Because we play down at Veterans, and they help us chalk the field. They groom the field for us. They've got the score clock going for us. I mean, it is, once again, Green River community, the school district, the city, we are working together, and let me just give them a shout-out mm-hmm. and a thank you. It's unbelievable.
Well, I guess you're in a much better position to tell me, but I think it's a pretty good field.
Oh, yeah.
It's not... Yeah.
I mean, the dugout keeps me a little constricted
more than
I like.
Yeah, that could be. But, I mean, in terms of the playing surface.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a good setup overall.
It's a beautiful, best view, probably.
Blair doesn't know this, but yesterday I ordered a breakaway fence for the outfield because, you know, we only need 185 to 225 feet of outfield distance. For the fence, and of course that thing.
If it gets by our outfield, it's a home run.
Yeah,
that's what I tell the girls. If it gets by the infield, you're the last line of defense. If it gets by you, they're running for days.
It's for days.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that coming.
Oh, good.
See.
Well, you got nice weather coming, and what about? I don't know if it's good or bad. 9-10 days off.
Yeah, and it's actually going to be good because we're going to hit practice hard. I mean, our pitchers are going to be throwing 150 to 200 pitches per day, and they're going to increase that by 50 pitches every day. Yeah, we're going to work hard. I'm excited for this.
Wow, that's a lot of pitches.
Softball's different than baseball. The shoulders don't wear out as fast, so you can do that.
Are there rules in the game as to how many pitches?
Nope, there is not. No, and
see, once again, she's throwing out these coaching things. It's awesome. I get fired up every time I hear it. I'm pumped up and ready to go.
I'm surprised you can carry on a conversation.
We don't. It's more of yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know what's so great about our
Tony looked at me. It's going. What'd you say?
Whatever you did there, that was good. That's
Oh, yeah, with that Shelby. Tagger, Shelby. You know, I was talking to you. There was a bunt, and everybody was just watching. I was like, Shelby, pick up the ball and tagger. Because no one knew it was a fair ball. And so I'm yelling at the top of my lungs. Yeah. I'm like, just tagger.
Out!
She did get her.
You sound like it's been an exciting season. Despite the fact you're 0-3, and frankly... It's been a bit of a romp.
It has been. But you know what? These girls have so much potential.
They're not beat down?
No. And we're not going to be. The coaches sure aren't. We're hyped. We're excited. I can't wait to get out to practice today.
See?
And we've got a lot of...
I kind of wasn't looking forward to this interview.
Well, now you're fired up about fast-pitch softball.
Yeah. Well, I want to go watch.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But, think about it. Tony, you're bringing in a coach that's just gone 0-3 and hadn't been very good, and I'm going to go, really? Is that what we're going to do today? But wow.
You can see the excitement.
I can feel it, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, we got a lot of great girls, and we're a young team. And
well, I've known Blair well.
He knows my feistiness. He's experienced it, I think.
She's my neighbor, so.
Oh.
Yep.
Well. That's a whole other discussion.
She keeps me in check.
That's a whole other discussion.
She keeps me in check at home, and then I try to keep her in check on the softball.
I'm going to say, who rules what roost?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So baseball, softball in Wyoming is a challenge. This time of year, it's in fact, the University of Wyoming gave up on it because – you know, spring ball is tough. How does that play out for you?
Well, you know, we just keep working hard. And in those days when we have to be inside, it's not a wasted practice. You know, we're going to go back and work on footwork, fundamentals, you know, things that we can really do inside. And I can pitch live, so we do a lot of that when we're indoors too. You know, a lot of our open gyms, I would pitch live to the girls. And so we still make it work. And I make them be outside in the cold because we're going to play in this. You know, I went to Shadron State College where a lot of times we didn't get out on the field until our first game. game. I mean, we were inside because the snow or the field was covered in the snow. So it's not something out of the ordinary that I'm used to dealing with. But
how long does the season last? When do you?
May.
So
to the end of May.
It's the same season as spring track and field and soccer. So they started March 8th, and the state tournament, if they qualify, would be May 19th, 20, 21, right in there.
So right up to the end of our school year.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
And there was snow on the field Friday in the morning when we were going to play last Friday, and city took care of that, and then it started to melt, and we were off and running, and it snowed during the game, but it was fine.
I was thinking about it. Before we leave this morning, just quickly, and you mentioned it, a huge track meet that you just had here, and I wasn't ready for that. There were more buses than I could count.
Yeah, it was great. We had 14 teams. Some of them are smaller schools, but we had around 500 athletes.
It was huge.
And we started 11. We were able to get done by about 6:30, which actually was good, and it went well, especially for being 2 years since we've had a track meet, basically. And it's just exciting to see how these kids are getting out there and doing all of this. It's just nonstop. We've had all of our tournaments here. I just think Green River's done a great job. I had a parent/teacher send me an email the other day, and this is what makes me feel good, Al. And she just said, Tony, thank you for my kid has done junior jazz. My kids have done indoor soccer. And that's not happening everywhere. But we made it happen as a district, and we've made it happen as a community by coming together. And now we've got softball going, and it's just unbelievable. But that track meet was awesome. And we're going to have another one, April 23rd, just as big.
Well, it was not quite a year ago, Tony, that you sat in here and you said, well, I'm not sure where it's going, but this is what I'm doing until somebody tells me I can't. And nobody said you can't. And you opened things up and made it work.
Yeah, you know, like I told you before, too, it's got tremendous support. At that track meet, our HR director and our superintendent helped work it.
But every time somebody threw you that curve,
and
instead of saying, okay, it was like, how do I make it work?
Yeah, we just figured it out.
I just saw that attitude, and you made it work.
We did, and we still are. I know we had a grappler wrestling tournament last weekend.
Oh, that was a fine one, too.
And we've got, I mean, we had a USA Swim Club meet at the same time, and we're making things work. You know, I will say this. I'm going to talk to all the coaches. Blair's going to hear it now, so that's great. But I'm going to ask the coaches to kind of buckle down a little bit these next 2 or 3 weeks and make sure we're following protocols, because everybody's kind of getting antsy, but we still want to make it through the seasons. We still want to make it through the school year. We don't want school to shut down or a sport. So we're going to buckle down and get back to the basics on the protocols and keep fighting the good fight.
That's probably a good thing, because we're no different than anybody else, and we're starting to let up a little.
Yeah, and as you see around the country and even around here, there's a little bit of a, you know, you got your variances and there's a little bit of a spike. So if we just do our part like we've been, I think it'll go a long way to making sure softball finishes their season. And school's got a prom coming up, which we never thought we'd have. We got a graduation coming up. We want those to happen. So we're going to step up again and work hard for about 3 weeks straight and just get her going.
All right. Well, to both of you and little Joe down there, thanks for coming this morning. Best of luck to the program. I can tell you're excited, and it's an exciting anytime you can start a new program, it's exciting. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm very proud of it. For me, it's all about the kids and the coaches. I don't, you know, I just like watching them. So I'm very proud of them.
Yeah, but you've been a huge fan of ours, and you've done a lot for us, and we appreciate it.
Well, it's a fun sport to watch. It's quick.
Mm-hmm. If I could only do more, but it is awesome.
All right. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And Joe didn't say anything, which means I didn't get to hold him this morning, but maybe before the day is out. And my guest this morning to talk about girls softball as it opens up not only here but across the state, we had Tony Beardsley, the activities director, and Blair Iamone, the coach for the girls softball in School District Number 2.